Item one is a rezoning at Marion Street at Uville Street under file DAZ-216 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item two is a variance at Marion Street at Uville Street under file DAV-121358 of 2014-D.
Okay. Would the applicant please come forward? Jordan Sadon, so what does that say?
Sadomsky.
Sadomsky. Jordan Sadomsky, please come down. Jordan. State your, we know your name, state your address for the record.
959 Windermere Avenue.
Okay. So what are you proposing to do here, Jordan?
The proposal, as it was submitted, was for a four-story mixed-use building rezoned to RMU to accommodate a medical clinic as well as a pharmacy off the front end. Above that would be multi-unit residential. So we have six units proposed, each of which falls somewhere around 800 square feet. That would be on top of that.
Six units?
Correct.
Okay. So, Rob, the report recommends what?
Four.
And a maximum height of 35 feet. Mm-hmm.
And how much? What's the height you were asking for?
It's just about 44 right now as it stands. That would be, with a commercial flat roof with the fourth story. That can come down slightly depending upon what the actual ceiling height would be in the commercial space. But for the time being, the architect has it at 15 feet. So for obvious reasons, that will likely come down.
Okay.
So the issue with, and Rob and I have spoken on this on quite a bit, and we're mostly in agreement about how this thing should ultimately come to fruition, with the exception of the proposed density. Right now, because of the fact that the lot itself is fairly small and has a funny curvature, it obviously adds some elements that we would otherwise not have to deal with, including the expenses associated with getting that building out of the ground with all of that funny curvature to accommodate the actual lot itself. So originally what we had decided was, that we needed, to be able to maximize that footprint. I found out as of last night at about 6 o'clock that Public Works wants to pare back about another 5 feet on mm-hmm. the side yard heading to the sidewalk, which is a fair enough concession we can make. That the issue with it becomes that the combination of that and the design guidelines that are inherent in the report that you guys have received, it's not in this one, are that it does place certain demands on the structure itself in terms of what the city would like to see, and obviously a plan approval process to ensure that what we propose comes to fruition. So without being able to ensure that we have, enough leasable square footage that we can do this on a profitable basis, we end up with a building that is fairly benign and just banal, on a corner that's fairly strategic at this point. So
benign and banal.
Yeah, well, these are two very, generally speaking, you'd get a hardy board building with some very basic appointments, and that would be the end of it. So part of us being able to account for the risk of having the commercial space at grade and the building, itself, with these design guidelines taken into account, be a reasonable building for a corner that everybody acknowledges is fairly prominent, we're asking for another floor to ensure that we can at least try and recoup some of those costs associated.
So are you in support of the report? You've signed in support.
I'm in support of the report because he's suggesting that the rezoning go through. I'm in opposition of a couple of the actual conditions that are being thrust upon us. So at this point, I'm happy to accommodate the 5-foot balcony projections that we discussed. I'm happy to accommodate the 5-foot buffer on the interior side yard going onto Uville. The only issue that I would ask for consideration be removed is that 35-foot height barrier that we're up against at this point. Typically, RMU has a 100-foot, height max that we can accommodate in any case. So we would just be asking that we could at least get that fourth floor, get those two extra units, bring it to six instead of four, and be able to bring a building that's in line with these design guidelines to fruition.
Okay, and good. Any questions?
No, very well put.
Okay, thank you. You'll get a chance to rebut.
Great.
Also in support, Mark Myers. You can just register your support or you can come down and state your, why you're supporting.
Yes, good evening. I'm Mark Myers of 421 Marion. I'm actually the landlord at 421 Marion, which is the apartment building that is right next door to the adjacent vacant lot that's located on Uville and Marion Street. There's no question, unequivocally, I believe that it would be a very good fit for the neighborhood, and there would be some synergy. I believe the area, because it is relatively close to the St. Boniface Hospital, close proximity, and the area, and I've had my building since 2001, I can tell you that there is a great need for physicians in that particular neighborhood. It would, I believe, would do exceptionally well. I can see the, with my particular building, it is full. There's a low, very low vacancy rate, as you know, in the city today. And with the addition of the apartments that would be going above the commercial space, it just makes common sense. So I'm definitely in support of seeing that that development for a mixed commercial use. Thank you.
Thank you. Registered in opposition, you can come down and state why you're in opposition, or you could just register your opposition by raising your hand. First person is Deborah Hobbs. Deborah, you want to come down?
Hi.
Hi, Deborah. State your address for the record, please.
324 Uville Street.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm in opposition of the rezoning. The city originally expropriated this property approximately 40 years ago to facilitate the traffic onto Uville going north and Goulet going west. I find this is an unrealistic location for a four-story mixed-use building. The traffic at present is very problematic on that exceptionally busy roadway. There is a lane that opens onto that stretch of Uville that Goulet and Marion residents use, approximately 60 to 70 vehicles a day in and out. With that building, the visibility will be very limited and extremely dangerous for vehicles exiting the lane, not to mention the added congestion of traffic this mixed-use building will generate. My second point, I understand there's a larger study underway, the Marion Street Alignment Study, and this lot does figure into several of the options. So I feel it's premature to decide on this project to build on this site at this time. This application could jeopardize options that are on the table for the larger study. And I've been told the decisions on this Marion Street study will go through this fall, so I find this zoning request ill-timed at best. And finally, just one more commercial building encroaching on this residential pocket of St. Boniface.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just a question. Yes. I'm just trying to figure out. You're at 324 Uville?
Yeah.
And that's a residence, not a business?
It's a residence. There is a business behind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so it's due, just on the aerial, it looks like the business is part of that residence as well. Okay, but it's not zoned as a business, right? It's,
no.
It's residential zoned.
It's residential, yes. And then there's a rental house right beside it on the next side.
Okay.
Great. Any questions for Deborah? Hearing none, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
David Harder. David? You just want to register your opposition?
I don't have anything to say. I think she said it all.
Okay, thank you. Kevin Henley.
That's where they make bags.
Kevin.
Yes, my name's Kevin Henley. I'm at 425 Marion Street. I'm opposed because of, if there were ever plans for a future bus lane going through that area, there's no room. Like right now, it's very tight. Also, a concern is a safety concern. Over the years, numerous times the traffic, the crosswalk light has been knocked down onto the sidewalk and onto the empty lot. It would be a safety hazard because it could be knocked onto into the building. And it's just a very tight place for that kind of a building in such a small area. And with the Marion alignment, I think it would be a good idea to hold off until that comes through to find out if there's any changes that are going to be needed in that corner. And that's all.
Fair enough. Any questions? Thank you, Kevin. Registered in opposition, Patrick Pish. Patrick, would you like to come down? Welcome.
Thank you.
Address for the record, please.
My name is Patrick Pick. I live at 478 Goulet Street.
Patrick Pick.
Yes.
Okay.
To voice my opposition. I think it's there's only two roads access to that one block of Goulet. There's the one lane, back lane that runs adjacent to this lot, and Goulet itself. There's only the two points of access, you know, for the entire block of people. I think if you put a building there, it would add a lot of congestion for that back lane. That back lane would be used for more of the commercial purpose. I think it would just add a lot more unnecessary vehicles. I think it would be a factor of being unsafe. It is a very blind corner. I don't know if you can recall. I suppose you have driven down it. Coming around that corner is you don't really see what's around it until you get around it. There is a certain sense of danger. There are a certain amount of, on that one block, a lot of young kids, and at some point they're going to be running across to Dairy Whip to get themselves a Fat Boy or chili fries. Dangerous things could happen, and instead of putting this forward now and then saying, okay, this has happened, well, how can we make it safe now? We have a chance of just saying, you know, saying this is a bad idea. It's not necessarily a good fit for the area.
He does have an R2 zoning now, which...
For that empty lot?
For that empty lot, so you could put a home there, a house.
Well, at least the home, you might be able to see around the home, and the home wouldn't have a lot of traffic coming in and out of that back lane.
What is the maximum number of units you could put on there, Robert?
Two under the current zoning.
Okay, so how would you feel about that?
Which?
If he just exercises current zoning rights
and put like a duplex for a two house, that would be like a house. Okay, that's as far as the access goes for the danger and the added congestion, it would be better. But it still wouldn't solve the problem of having to be able to not see around that corner. If you're standing, for example, at the bus stop waiting for a bus, you really don't know what's coming until it comes around that corner.
Yep.
And that's a 40-foot bus.
Fair enough.
He could split that lot, right, and put four units on it?
He could apply for a conditional use to put up to close to five units, plus or minus.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Patrick. Thérèse Dubé in opposition. Thérèse, would you like to come down?
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Je m'appelle Thérèse Dubé, 451 rue Goulet. My biggest concern is that we're very much a residential, a little pocket of a residential area there. And again, what we're seeing here is more commercial buildings or space that's coming or being used for more commercial building. And I think most of the concern that I think of the residents is that eventually that pocket that we have on Newville, Place Georges-Forêt, and that dead end or that cul-de-sac of Goulet is going to be turned into maybe commercial area. And really, as the other gentleman mentioned, that we have a lot of children because of the residential area building up more and more in the area of closer down to Georges-Forêt. We have more and more children coming out to play. And I've seen it so many times, even trying to cross at the crosswalk, that it's dangerous there. And even coming out from that back lane, putting up a building there doesn't seem to be, I don't know, good planning. Just because safety, because of the residential area, I don't see how that's going to enhance our neighbor here, our neighborhood at all.
Fair enough. Any questions? Thank you. Okay, Jordan. You've heard the concerns. Do you want to address them?
Sure. I just have a question. 324 Uville, is that the bag company? Sorry?
Order, please. Order. The question was?
324 Uville shows as being directly behind the building. I believe that
yes,
is.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So that's a.
Please, order. Order.
So I'm just trying to figure out because they had originally signed in support.
324 is immediately behind your property.
Right, right. No, they had originally signed in support. That's why I'm trying to figure out sort of who's representing who at this point.
Okay.
I mean, with respect to the arguments, and I mean, they're all reasonable, and I don't think that anything could be considered out of line. The issue obviously becomes, do we take every street in this entire city and, you know, where there's an intersection and take the house out or not allow any development at all because we're considered about people, you know, crossing the street there. This stuff happens everywhere. This, you know, we would be looking at a 5-unit building irrespective of the zoning at this point. We would be able to do that with a conditional use. And I think that that's probably something that would likely be granted. You know, Marion has been identified by Complete Communities as a transit quality corridor. It's, you know, it's designed to be densified over time. It's designed to provide some neighborhood commercial options with this, you know, which this is. It's a 9-to-9 affair. It is not a busy operation. It's not retail. It's strictly being used as a small pharmacy to service the actual clinic itself. There are commercial buildings in the area, obviously directly behind. If we went across Uville, that entire band is already zoned C2, so that development isn't going to stop. And directly across Marion is the same thing. So we're talking about a piece of land that, with respect to the actual issues that they had from an alignment perspective, DAO, you know, from last year took care of that. So that expropriation has already been done, and the land was deemed surplus and sold to the owners because the city wanted to see something beneficial come up there. If we start limiting its capacity as what is a fairly prominent intersection and is directly in line with what the city's plan calls for, then we're not really moving towards the progress the city is actually, you know, has on the books.
So you don't think that traffic is a concern in that area at all?
I think that the traffic issue has been, you know, already resolved by the fact that the piece of land has been expropriated that was deemed necessary by Public Works. Public Works has also come to us and said they want 5 feet from the sidewalk as an interior side yard to ensure that people coming out of the back lane are safely being able to enter traffic. I think that that's a fair enough concession, and I'm prepared to offer that. I think that that's reasonable.
Fair enough. Any questions? Okay, thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Councillor.
Councillor Swindoll, can you take the chair?
Certainly.
I'll move that the reports of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Aye. Carried.
Here's what I'd like to do on this. I mean, We had a public consultation last week at Archerwood School, not far from here, about the future of Marion Goulet. And in fact, there were five options presented, and several of those options have actually identified this actual site as a possible improvement. Now, that is something that I need time to check out with the Public Works Department. I think the city's often been accused of the right hand not knowing what the left hand is doing, and I think in this case we're sending out the gravest of mixed messages that we can. So I want to lay this over, but I don't necessarily want to lay it over to our next meeting, which is September 8th. I'd like to canvass my colleagues to see if they would be available, perhaps to have a quick REL meeting the day before the last council meeting, which would be July 15th?
Yes, July 15th.
In the morning?
That wouldn't allow you the opportunity to go through the other committees. They would still have to go to September anyway, to September's council.
Yeah. Depending on the decision, yeah.
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 Yes, as long as this item is dealt with within the 2 months.
It would just
go up.
Two meetings.
Yeah, it'll just
two meetings.
It'll go up to the September property meeting?
Yes, that's correct.
So if we're available as a committee to meet the morning of the 15th of July?
Yep.
What time?
You want me to check?
9 a.m.
9:30.
Yeah, but does it really matter to do it then, as opposed to doing it, you know, the first week of September? If you're not going to, if you can't deal with it until the PP&D meeting in September, because you also have the term, because you've got the variance in here as well, Dan. The variance can be appealed. That's the only reason, I guess, that you can do it early. If you do it early, then the variance, they've got the opportunity to appeal, but I don't know why they appeal.
The appeal would have to occur after the determination of the rezoning, and that would be in September.
So let's just, you're saying it makes sense to just keep it to the regular scheduled meeting.
Yeah, I mean, unless you really want to just give a signal to the people, as to what direction you're going and you want to do it earlier, then do it earlier. And I'm sure we can accommodate it if we do it early enough in the day. I don't know what day, that's a Tuesday, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm fine, I'm wide open that Tuesday. Probably the only Tuesday I'm actually wide open in my whole life.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so let's move that. I will move that we lay this over to a special REL community committee dated
July
15th, Tuesday, July 15th at 9:30 a.m.
In the likely West Committee room.
In the West Committee room.
Okay. And just so everybody's aware,
there's no further representations. This is just for the committee to, for Dan to sort out with Public Works what might be going on at that location. It'll just be for the committee to make a decision, not to hear any more information on the matter. We've heard all the information tonight. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried. On the